Why we started a little bit late, and also to allow those who can come to come, but others will join us when we are towards the adoption. We're trying to make it easy for all members who actually are in this committee to have an opportunity, because it will help enrich their debate. Having said that, I will allow the secretary to give us our state in terms of apologies and so on. And then we will go into our business, which is indeed to scrutinize all the work we have done. And then we'll have an opportunity to make this very first draft to be a second draft, and therefore to be the actual document when we adopt it. And then I would also apologize that indeed we starting at this time, having expressed my arrangement in terms of relaxation of our mind, ready to make our final inputs in our work, which we have been carrying on through oversight, through sitting in meetings, engaging, interrogating until today, of which I'm very, very proud, because we went through a lot of difficulties before we arrived here. Honestly, I appreciate the work that we have been done, because as a committee, we have now what we can interrogate as our report. And then can I give this opportunity to the secretary to take us through whether we are there or not. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Chairperson, we are a quorum firstly, and I receive a few apologies. One is from honorable Fanda Merve, who indicated that she's busy with the Committee on Women, but she will join us in an hour's time. And honorable Bohotse also indicated that she won't be with us today due to prior arrangements. And I believe honorable Mabilo as well. She is with Portfolio Committee on Environmental Affairs. So I have much of a process, Chair.
In our approach is to say we approach this forum by ensuring that we read too. I know it was sent and people have been able to read, but I wish we could have 10 minutes silent time, so that we go through and we highlight as per page, so that when we deal with a page, we don't have to read through, but members will have read through and highlighted areas where they would want to make corrections, to correct the actual content, and to say, no, this is not what we were saying, and etc. So if the members allow me, I can say let's go to that route. Okay, thank you very much. We don't have to vote on this one. I can see people nodding. So can we use this 10 minutes to scrutinize our documents? Thank you so much. Will remember that we have got incomplete work on SASA. There are no recommendations. We said we'll do them today. We went through the whole document and engaged a lot, but we didn't actually make specific recommendations. When Parliament approves this document, what are the recommendations? What do we want them to do after now as their work, which we will monitor and oversight, and we will do this as we will go through. Then when we to come to SASSA report, we'll then think about also inputting on recommendations, which we'll really scrutinize before we do the final adoption. Thank you so much, if that is clear. Maybe because our time is up, I'll request members that I can see they're still concentrating and paging. Maybe if we start some of the areas that we had not dealt much, we'll see when we arrive at those pages. Can I request that now the session starts? And our approach is that we will look into pages as numbered, then go to each page, and actually what we seem to be agreeing, our secretary and the content advisor would be actually putting aside what seems to be the actual recommendations per page, so that when we finalize our work, we can go page by page and saying, or topics by topics, what are the recommendations in that one? I think that will be in order, Secretary. Okay, I'm venturing into your own operational space. Thank you so much. Can I ask hands on page one? Am I correct? Yes, because page one, it will give us a guide as to what is their mandate and what are their visions, so that when we go to their strategy, we already know what they said they stand for. Can I, therefore, I will note hands as long as they are already there. Thank you.
Thanks, Honourable Chairperson. In the very first paragraph where we speak about our oversight, what was left out there was the agency SASSA that should be put in. Because we speak there about NDA, but we're leaving out SASSA. And then the other problem that I have there, I'm not sure I've been guided on this. The days of our meetings were the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, and the 19th. Now, I'm not sure whether I am incorrect, because I'm a bit unsure about the 3rd, but I know we had a meeting on the 17th, then we had the 17th, it was our the legal advice, and then the meeting of the 19th.
Which page are you on?
On page 1. So in the first paragraph, I'm asking a question on that top section. Thank you.
I think, ma'am, the 3rd was when the committee met with the department. And the 10th must be...
And then the 10th, the mayor of SASSA, when we spoke to them in
Well,
through you, Chairperson. The third was when we met with DSC and we interrogated their APP, DSD and NDA, and then the 10th we are scheduled for SASA to present its APP. It's only when we let them to go back and revisit their APP. So we didn't have a meeting with them. So they were, the committee resolved that they need to go back and re-look at their APP, and there was a resolution that the committee must seek legal opinion whether the SASA needs to revisit. And then we have the meeting on the 17th where the legal opinion was presented to the committee, and then the committee agreed that they will have a meeting as soon as the 19th is.
So we agree on the issues of the number of meetings and their dates. If we agree, we can. Okay. Yes.
And then you come to the introduction. 1, 2, 3, 4. Say the second paragraph. SASA's left out there again. Yes, you just put it in. And then I think they have to look at the grammar mistakes. Because they, like in line 1, 2, the rules of parliament is to bold, and the rules of parliament is to bold and oversight process. And I don't know whether the person speaks about bold or do you say do. This is this paragraph here. All right. The committee's mandate as prescribed by the Constitution of South Africa and the rules of parliament is to bold an oversight process that ensures a quality process of scrutinizing and overseeing government's action that is driven by the ideal of realizing a better quality of life for all people of South Africa. So I'm not sure what should be done there. Those people that know more or less the English.
I think that's what about the Constitution
of the Rules. So it's are, and is it to build or to do?
To build.
So if
you do,
it says the committee's mandate
is. And then 2.1, the constitutional mandate of the department is to provide sector-wide national leadership. Then you look there at one national.
Yes, yes. No, we are talking about the rules here.
Yes,
I think the members conducts and oversight.
Mm.
The committee's mandate as prescribed by Constitution of South Africa and the rules of parliament is to build an oversight process. The rules will not conduct. It's members that can conduct an oversight. Maybe we need a suitable name, I don't know. It's a process, you conduct a process. The rules conduct a process. I think we conduct an oversight as members.
The committee's mandate as prescribed by the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa and the rules of parliament is to conduct. If you can go to the website, the technology that they use is conduct.
Okay.
Let us just look at the next one, under two. I think they,
Actually, Chair, they should take it as it is from the rules.
as it is in the rules and the constitution. When you take the what is already prescribed, you take it as it is written every way. You don't change anything. Like even the department's one, the mandate, the vision of the department, you take it as it is. You don't change anything. So I will assume what is here is exactly word by word as prescribed in the document.
Because now it's a for me, honourable members, it seems that if we can read through the committee's mandate as prescribed by the Constitution of South Africa and the rules of Parliament is to build an oversight process.
If we have rules now in the Constitution, they should guide us what is written, because you can't change, you take it as it is prescribed in the Constitution or in the rules. Even the mission, the vision, everything, you take it word by word. You don't write your own. So what I wanted to say, Secretary and the President Advisor and all of them, they should advise us exactly whenever they write what is in the law. You take it as it is in the law. It is as it is written in the law because it's adopted the way it is. So I'm saying here we might have a problem. Maybe it's built in the, it's written built in the rules or it's written conduct. Now they need to guide us what is written there in the rules now or in the Constitution. They need to guide us on that.
Okay.
So I was going to propose while we are busy, we can continue while they are checking. Maybe who's next door should check the wording from the Constitution or from the rules. Then we continue with other processes.
Okay. Taking that also to check what is the meaning here, the content, content, Honorable Madlopa.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. No, I agree with my colleague to say that they must check because they need not to change what is prescribed by the Constitution or the rules. They must write it as is because to me, I was looking at build an oversight process. It's not like you're just doing an oversight.
Yes.
It's a process that is being built over time. But what will be correct is what is written in the Constitution and the rules. They must check that one whilst we are continuing. Because if you say you conduct an oversight process, you know.
It means you are already
conducting.
Yes.
But
now we're
building
a structure.
To conduct an oversight.
So they must clarify
the
content that is important also. As to what is it that we are, what does this rule? They establish a particular process so as to be able to conduct.
To enable us to conduct.
So they should look clearly what is meant there. So can we move therefore forward?
I only got two more things. Two more things. Two points on page, still page 1-2. It's just there, like I said earlier on, they've just checked, like strategic plan. Shouldn't it be capital letters, things like that, in that paragraph, paragraph 2. The strategic plan 2015-2020. And then strategic plan again. And then where I'm a bit confused is 2.1, the mandate. The constitutional mandate. 1, 2, 3. If you look at the eradication of poverty and social protection and the development among the poorest, I'm not sure that I'm wrong there. Just read through it. No, I thought that the was wrong. And it's sort of, we're having too many ands there to know whether it is correct. Thank you.
No, if we don't have the APP itself, we must have a copy. Ask Oslo to provide us with a code, because now we're dealing with the APP that is with the department. And the
Oh, yes. Oh, we still have your comments. We have to have that for visiting.
But if we also get that, the key message they are sending to us, what is it that they are going to do?
But it seems as though it's correct. And then in the next paragraph, just a line, the second line, policies that are aligned to the Constitution, that is what I call already. Just read it once. The second paragraph, the department therefore derives its mandate from several pieces of legislation and policies that is aligned to the Constitution.
No.
Not many constitutions.
No, it's not a lot of policies.
No, I mean constitutions. We have many constitutions in
Zambia.
Oh,
yes.
We have
one.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the request by Honourable Hope, the end, there is quite a few ends, and it's not proper English. Maybe they can just check if it's like that, every end we say, then we get the main like that. But future reference, you don't end and end and end. Yeah, but if it's like that in the document, then it's fine. Thank you.
Then we must highlight this end we think is additional. Then on constitutions, you agree that there's only one, it can't be two. Because also, honorable members, we also have written this report, which means some mistakes may not be originating from the APP itself, but we need the APP. But I think these constitutions might be our own mistake, and therefore we can remove it. But also, it's us who have written here, isn't it? And therefore, some mistakes might be others and not reflected in the original. That's why I'm saying the Office of the Secretary must be assisting us at least to have a reference as APP, so that we can make reference. We can't work without an APP available amongst ourselves.
Honourable Chairperson, I'm now completed with page 1. I don't have anything, and I don't have anything on page 2.
It's not a matter that researcher we want to stop and wait for it. We are saying over time, AP corner.
No, I didn't.
You were supposed to, because that's your ammunition. We are on page 2.
Yes, I don't have anything for page 2. Honorable Chairperson? Right at the bottom under, it's not page 2, it's page 3. I don't have anything on page 2.
Okay, can you allow others then to look into it? Maybe can I assist a few minutes? Because it's saying on 3, the department will focus on the following sector priorities over 2015-2020 medium term expenditure framework.
Yeah.
It gives that as a key strategic goal.
Yeah.
Then reforming the social welfare sector and services to deliver better results. Bulletin 2, improve the provision of early child development. All children should enjoy services and benefits aimed at facilitating access to nutrition, healthcare, education, social care and safety, deepening social assistance and extending the scope for social security, strengthening integrated community development interventions and improving household food and nutrition. So those are their strategies. Establish social protection systems to strengthen coordination, strengthen coordination, integration, planning, monitoring, and evaluation of services, which means they will establish that in order to strengthen the coordination. Then 3.1, reforming social welfare and service to deliver better results becomes their key strategic objective. On welfare services, professional social service and older persons. Under this strategic priority, the department has set strategic objectives to strengthen social welfare services, welfare service delivery through legislative and policy reforms by 2019. Among the list of high-level outputs on the above strategic objective, the department plans to review social welfare paper and to develop the demand and supply model for social service practitioners. It will further develop the recruitment and retention strategy for the social service practitioners. Are we still in that line?
Yes.
Something they're talking about, but it will also strengthen older persons' services and propose amendments to the Older Persons Act 2006. The amendment bill will be submitted to Parliament in... Okay. Yes, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. In the second line, the department plans to review social welfare paper. I think there's just something missing there. The department plans to review the social welfare paper. The. Just
okay.
Add the.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you proceed?
This will be submitted in 2017-2018 financial year. And as we read and as we listen, because we're going to make recommendations, if they are going to do this, we must get no other tools. It will be submitted. They said so. And then on welfare services now, because they were dealing with professional social services, now they are coming to social crime prevention and victim empowerment. And members know the state of our country insofar as this particular issues, the victim empowerment, social crime. I think we have seen in all the media how our children are being killed at an early age, especially women, etc. So we take note of what they are going to do. Under this strategic priority, the department has set a strategic objective, which is to reduce the incidences of social crime, substance abuse, and facilitate the provision of support services to target groups. They will do that by 2019. And as I read, I just want members to see whether what we are reading has a meaning at the end of the day. Over anything, Mama,
for you?
Okay. Over the medium term.
Okay,
fine. That's great. That's progressive. Over the medium term period, the department plans to implement the South African Integrated Program of Action, addressing gender-based violence, and also draft a legislation on victim empowerment support services. It will also approve the interdepartmental coordination within victim empowerment sector. It will further implement the integrated social crime prevention strategy action plan and the National Anti-Abuse Program of Action. The National Drug Master Plan will also be implemented. I don't know whether this sentence goes well. Mama Beth?
Thank you, Chairperson. It will also approve the interdepartmental coordination within the victim empowerment sector. Just adding the. Thank you.
And
under the strategic part, that is right of persons with disability. Under the strategic priority, the department has set a strategic objective, which is to promote the empowerment and rights of persons with disabilities through the development and implementation of legislation, policies, and programs. In terms of the high-level output in this particular strategy, the department intends to develop a legislative and policy framework to protect and promote the rights of persons with disabilities. That's a good story. Furthermore, it will also implement the white paper on the rights of persons with disabilities. The disability inequality index will be developed and tracked under the set time frame. But I think this sentence can still be shortened, because there seems to be a way of each activity being put alone. Let me read again.
Yeah.
In terms of the high-level output,
yeah,
the department intends to develop a legislative and policy framework. Then it says to protect and promote the rights of persons with disabilities. But it also goes to say, furthermore, it will also implement the white paper, but that also might not be right there. To implement the white paper on the rights of persons with disabilities, there's some repetition somewhere there. It is that because already we're talking about disabled people in this particular paragraph, and improve the quality of, you know, so the disability inequality index will be developed under the same time frame. I don't know. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
No, I think you are correct. Maybe it's supposed to be read as, in terms of high-level output, the department intends to develop a legislative policy framework, not end. Take out that end. Policy framework to protect and promote the rights of a person with disabilities. I think that end must go out. It's a legislative policy framework. And also, Chair, although it's not about the correction, I'm trying to read, maybe it's because I've not been passed, I'm not getting it clear. On 3.1.2, the whole process that they are outlining, it doesn't seem to have the the time frame. They have lumped everything to 2019, which will make us difficult to play our oversight role. Because they say by 2019, they mention a lot of things that they will be doing up to 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure whether when they were doing presentations, because I was not part, whether they have, because we are talking about APPs, they have to break it down to allow us to play an oversight. Here they said they will do with all these things by 2019.
Your correctness comes from the fact that when we listen to them, there are many questions being asked in interrogating the APP. At the end of the day, because it's not the time at that to make recommendations, we end up not scrutinizing page by page as we are doing. And therefore, I think this exercise also enables us to revert back to them through the secretary to say, this is because it's our own report now.
Mm-hmm.
It's being translated to what we, that's why this document opens by saying, these were the dates where we dealt with this work, these presentations. And therefore, we are in a position to say, this one must have time frames. And we are not going to wait for them to come back. They are around Parliament, because their duty is to receive the feedback immediately. So as long as we don't interfere with the notion that this comes from a particular law, this comes from a particular pre-prescribed we can have recommendations to change. Mm. So can I acknowledge the, okay, I'll come back to you, Yoli. Let me start with Yoli and Yusia.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Maybe you're going to say the same thing, C and I. Mm. Ma'am, if you look at what the point you're raising, it talks about the MTEF. Mm. Then if you page to page 4,
yeah.
That's when it talks about the APP 2017-2018 pay program. Mm. So what you're raising is just the high-level outputs mm. over the medium term.
Explain, because I also see
2019. Wait, ma'am.
Even if you go to, you mean the 2017-18?
Yes. And the program that it gives what
for the department. Maybe I must allow a process that this is very interactive.
Mm-hmm.
If a member wants to mm-hmm. say something in what is being discussed, they are free to leave their hands. Because it's not, we are interacting with our own document. And therefore, you cannot wait for a particular term. But you can raise your hand to show that you want to intervene immediately. Let's get your answer again before we go to Mama Matlosi.
I'm sorry. I know people are very sensitive when you don't pronounce their names properly.
Okay, ma'am. I was just saying, Chairperson, on page 2, that section, it deals with the medium-term period. And it says 2015 to 2020. So these are high-level outputs over that. That's why it talks about 2019. And then when you page 2.
I was looking at 3.1.1. I started there.
Yes, I'm just saying that page, ma'am. That section from 3, section 3.
Yeah.
Yes, and then 3.1, whatever. Those are high-level outputs over the medium term, over the period from 2015 to 2020. Then on page 4, under section 4, then that's when the APP comes in, per program.
Can you point to that one, the one that you're dealing with social crime?
Okay, like for example, ma'am, the program one, it talks about that for 2017-18 to get this money, yes, 215 years. And then it says a high-level output now, it talks about 2019. But then if you read, then it makes reference to 2017-18, the targets for 2017-18. And then it goes through the other programs as well.
Or maybe I can request so that we go up and we reach that part.
Yeah.
And then we make our intervention at that stage.
Yeah.
Because also my intervention is the fact that we have long been having this outstanding notion of ensuring mainstreaming. But it seems we continue to perpetually agree with the APP. That continues to separate disabled people from other people, including when you go to early childhood development.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I think was the objective was that they should school in one place.
Mm-hmm.
So such schools must be reorganized in a manner that they can't have any child development for them separately all the time, or for any other service that people with disabilities must feel that they are always set aside. There was a concept of mainstreaming, but I haven't seen it in our high strategic priority to integrate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean to mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I want us to take note when we reach that page. Can I then quickly reach it? If I didn't see you, please make something that will draw my attention. We are now on 3.14. Welfare services, children.
Mm-hmm.
Services, orphans and vulnerable children. The strategic objective of this key sector priority is to strengthen child protection services and improve the quality of early childhood development, ECD, services by 2019. We'll then see when we get to the actual APT there, how they intend to do it. Some of the high-level outputs of this strategic objective will include the increased access to child care protection through adoption services, ensure that ECD services are improved and strengthen the child's rights, the children's rights, governance and compliance. Oh, Mama.
No, I wanted to get a clarity on this one, that you say some of the outputs of the strategic objective include the increased access to child care protection through adoption services.
Yes.
What does that mean? Just to be clarified on this. You'll have heard me check because
no.
I'm new on this.
Okay.
Please feel free. All of us, I'm telling you, when we do this work, there are other questions that ask that end up not making some things to get lost in the discussion. Because now I was thinking as I read, are we going to have these rights by adoption? Because this is our document.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't agree, we must straightforward say we don't agree. But as we read, we understand more what we are approving as this forum. So I allow that interaction as to, when I read here, I read as it is, for us to then interact with that. It reads like some of the high-level outputs of the strategic objective of protection, the strategic is child protection, then some of the output will be increasing access to child care protection through adoption services. Ensure that ECD services are improved and strengthen the child rights, governance and compliance. I think this sentence needs our interaction, our attention. Can you really think about it, Sia? Whether this is, if you listen, it's being read by someone else, please listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the high-level outputs of the strategic objective. That objective was to strengthen the child protection services and improve the quality of early child development. Then as you look at it, now it reads, therefore, the high-level output that we should be looking for get will include increased access to child care protection through adoption services, comma, ensure that ECD services are improved and strengthen the child rights, I don't know, governance and compliance. I don't think this sentence reads very well. The meaning there is coordinated properly, Mama.
Thanks, Mama Kafa. I'll agree with you. Because remember, the budget of children was increased, I think, by 400%. So there should be something extra. Was it 422 million? But it's a very high budget.
But looking into child protection services, it doesn't say the children that get harmed or are vulnerable are those of orphans or and so on. All our children require this high level protection. The late ones that have been buried over the past weekend had parents. So we can't claim that this must focus on, I think the adoption is something else. The adoption process is not to address the protection. I don't know. Can Mama Nokenga, can you come? Secretary, do you see your hand?
Chair, I'm reading the presentation.
Yeah.
And I hear your point. The presentation is as it is written here. It says increased access, I just put a D there, access to childcare and protection through adoption services, improved ECD services, and then child rights governance and compliance systems are just added systems. So my view would be, Chairperson, I hear your point that it's not only should not only be limited to that. So then when we come to recommendations, that's when the committee should make a recommendation that this needs to be expanded, not to only focus on children who are orphans or children who have to be adopted.
Probably remove this particular object, identification of which child, because you are also dealing with universalization. Children have got the same needs, not necessarily those who are parentless or need care. So we can carry that forward and debate when we are on that page.
We leave it as it is, but then when we make recommendations as a committee, then that's where it must come in.
I was going to say, Chair, if you look at the whole of page, chapter 3, or 3, section 3, the whole of it, what is written there, it's extracts that are taken directly from there. The APP.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't change them. Some of the sentences they are, we can't change them because they are direct. But what we need to do is what Ululisa is saying.
Mm-hmm.
We look at those shortcomings and we comment on them, like you are raising it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we identify them as shortcomings and then we recommend that they should look at that, not only concentrate on that. But unfortunately, because it's the same as what was in page one. When you take something directly from them, you can't necessarily change it. But let's recommend, and I'm sure you are taking, as we are moving forward, you are already taking notes on what the recommendations that are already being raised.
Mm-hmm.
So that by the time we get there, we should have notes, we shouldn't forget them, but we rather add on the recommendations.
Can I allow you also to say something, Cedric?
Thank you, Chairperson. The report that is presented before the committee is informed by the presentation made by the department.
Yeah.
And then the presentation was in a bullet form. We even struggled to come up with the report because we need to formulate sentences out of those bullets. So that's why sometimes you find end, because we are trying, because it's very short and it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to make sense out of what is presented, the bullet form. So that's everything that is exactly what was presented before the committee. Thank you.
Honourable explain?
No, I'm covered, Chair, because if it's in the document, we can't change it. They presented it as such.
Mm-hmm.
But we, as a committee, we have got a duty to look at it, whether it's really addressing the universal approach of that particular topic that we are talking about. I think the Chair is correct to say that we need to look at it, because maybe it comes with me to check what do we mean adoption services. Because I was looking at the universal approach on this particular matter of the children services, often vulnerable children. Now if you're saying through adoption services, it's not every children that is going to be adopted. I was looking at that particular end, but we can't change it. I agree with it.
And also to say the actual legislators who approve what must be done to our people lies with this particular forum. Whatever English or whatever they had, the power in our hands is to actually ensure that whatever is being done will translate to a change in our people. I'm saying this because I've just read a document somewhere that continues to say why parliaments can't improve people's lives is that they allow a process where those who formulate the policies manipulate that process to an extent that when it is approved, you can't complain because you actually agree that this is correct.
Yeah.
So the process proposed by about this unit, this side, is to say, let's read it as it is, let's go to the actual APP and say, rather, this must be done in this. Why they have to change is because it's for us to say what we can approve is what is best for our people. I think the members of the administration under you, Secretary, is not that we are trying to say you yourselves are wrong. Mm-hmm. We are saying what you were given and you translated in here mm-hmm. is not in line with what the will of the political will wants to do. Mm-hmm. So if you write that you will not, if you say you will not phase out CPS, because it is in the APP, mm-hmm. we must be able to say no. CPS in terms of the arrangement must go. We won't agree because you yeah. put it there. So I just wanted to make that clarity. Mama Masango, I'm not happy you're not participating much in this active debate. I'm trying to say please work with us. Mama Toledi.
It's because she's happy.
Honorable
Rooster. I'm waiting.
Okay, sure.
Mama, also, while we are still on the, remember the issue of the adoption services has been a problem with
yes.
the department in itself. So I just want us also to thank it there with the recommendation, but I'm lacking the better English to can put it, but we really need to have something on that. The issue of the adoption mm-hmm. because we have always been having a problem over time about it. The other thing, Chairperson, on a very serious note, is
that
a bit
we can
that
also have a paragraph
yes.
that the topic becomes the topic becomes adoption processes so that we can put in what we recommend should be done so that to eliminate the challenges that our people actually experience in that regard. So they have a duty when we finish here to put that as well because this is our duty to legislate. You can continue.
I wanted to say, Chairperson, it's a pity really because now we have so many things that we are identifying in the APP that perhaps when we were dealing with it, we missed to identify them. I'm sure you remember when we're doing this, I queried that most of the time we raise issues that are not part of this. And at the end of the day, the actual business, we cloud it with a lot of issues. Because now when we are seeing the process that we are doing, some of these things we move forward with them. We failed to address them once the department was here. Things that are fundamental that are contained in the APP. Like just for example, as we were doing that, going back a little bit to one. When you look at the presentation, the vision that they are putting, the mission that they are putting is different from what is contained in the document itself. And those are the things that when you are dealing with the APP, you start from there. You start from there to you check their vision. Does it speak to what is happening? Or the mission, the mission statement, does it speak to what we want to see outside the South African happening or the department delivery. But we missed those things because under normal circumstances, while we had to deal with the actual issues, we then cloud everything that is not necessary. But unfortunately, we have missed the point in dealing with, in really getting to some of the issues. Maybe even these statements that they are writing here, we could have assisted the secretariat here with them at that point in time when the department is here, because seriously, as she's raising, when people are raising a short statement, when you have to write a report, you don't know, you will come with your own English, and then it will not look good, but yet the department is the one that that has done that. It's another thing when we are moving forward, Chair, that we need to guard against as members, that we're not saying we should not raise issues. We would raise a lot of issues, Chairperson. There are a lot of social issues that are affecting our people. But at the same time, let us not miss the business that is on the table.
What you are saying is that when we conduct oversight, we must conduct oversight.
Yes.
When we deal with interpretation of a legislative process in the form of implementation. We must confine ourselves to that particular space because it is so difficult. But for us, the most difficult, honorable members, is that this it comes once. If we miss it now, the department will have to proceed over the MTF because they've got a mandate to do so. So if we don't stop it now, but unfortunately, we're stopping a bus that has already covered some ground in the road. I think we must be able to, at some stage, dedicate ourselves to that particular phase. If you deal with oversight reports where you visited, it must be confined to that particular report and not include other things. But in that particular report, you will be aligning your questions and exploration to what was in the APP and how long that project would run, because you will be referring them to their own document, but our own document, because this is a way of owning this document. There will be no chance to reject it and say, we didn't agree to do this true adoption. They will be saying, no, you agreed, we wrote it down, and we said protection access will be true adoption, and you agreed, honorable members. So this is a learning curve for all of us, and how I wish we would humble ourselves to say, these are not destructive criticism. It's a way of constructive criticisms. What is it that you want to achieve? What is it that you are doing? Both as administration under your secretariat, secretary, as well as your team and our team and their team. Because we have a right and access, it's the department that we oversight. They shouldn't agree to be oversighted on something that is not realistic and is also impossible for them. So all of us as a team, we should be actually talking to each other that this is not possible. This is not according to our constitution. Like constitutions that we have said, we have got one would make really, really halupal out of that. They said, constitutions, how many do we have? It becomes a key issue. Mama?
Something short, Mama Kaka. Because like, I remember with children, and even when we look at page 8 of the report, where I asked the question, and I said, I'm not being funny about it. You know, why the speaking please when it comes to children, and they didn't speak to us about it. Because if you look at page 9 at the bottom, they speak to that big increase. So you are right by saying there are many other things, page 9, involved here. Because the increase for children is very big.
So
I just want to endorse what you are saying.
Okay, so let's go to that page. But
not
let's finish this one.
That's fine, yeah.
Then they are saying a strategic objective has to be, that is the third paragraph from the bottom, where we are now. Okay. Am I correct? No. We're still on page 3. Okay.
Now I think there's just something right at the bottom, the last paragraph. In relation to the strategic objective, I think it should be the medium-term expenditure framework. The framework is not written there.
On page
4. Page 3, right at the bottom, yeah. Yes. I'll put down where you people want
to recommendation.
Mama Kappa.
Okay. Oh, sorry. On an abuse.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I think you did mention this. It's just when we speak about the recommendations, the second paragraph of 3.1.5 about the universalization of the older person and the child grant and the orphans and the vulnerable children, just the point that you raised, we will really have to debate this. I don't know how we're going to recommend it, because all children are vulnerable, and it's going to cause a lot of unintended consequences for us if we have even more children getting more money than others now, and it's really something that when this comes to us as a committee, we are going to really have to put heads together. So it's, I don't know what recommendation we have to make about it, but it's something that really bothers me is this point.
Once we get to the actual APT, we said we carry this over so that when we recommend, we spot on. So can I move to the page 4? Page 4, let's see if we have a growth statement. Okay, on that, it's the community development. We are on page 4. The strategy of this priority is to facilitate and coordinate community development efforts to build a vibrant and sustainable community by 2019. Amongst the high-level outputs,
is Chair going to read everything or okay. We'll continue as she started that if there's something on that page we continue. If it's not there we go on.
Okay, that will help us. Because we are not permanent here. Okay.
Under community development. I want you to look at that last paragraph here. The high level outputs of the strategic objective. And if you look at the second line, they speak income generation initiatives. Is it income generation initiatives? Is that correct? Or is it income generating initiatives? I'm not 100% sure.
Income generating.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Just look quickly. Yeah, the second line.
The second line.
Yeah. Is it generating? Yeah.
No, it's income generating. You can never say it. Maybe it's a spelling
mistake. Yeah. Yes, because generating. Then the
very last paragraph a high level output of the program is to ensure effective and efficient. Right? And we got to the last the high level, the last paragraph. Of this program is to ensure effective and efficient decision making and stakeholder relations by 2019. Then they got there an abbreviation STTHD. I think that abbreviation has to be spelled out.
Yes,
that has to be spelled out. I think you got it somewhere. Yeah, you got it somewhere. Yeah.
Correct. If they don't have an extra for abbreviation, they have to write everything and not abbreviate. Unless they put that to an extra at the end, that is called abbreviation.
Yeah. Because I think they do have it on page 4, 5, or 6, where this thing, they say in what it is. But I don't know why they have to do it yet. Yes. Yes, I have to write it down. Thank you.
It's a pity the chair also joins lamenting now. Yeah, it's a pity I'm not supposed to be lamenting, but this comes very critical that we didn't do justice here. Because in the first place, there's inconsistency. In some areas, they say total amount, but they have budgeted. In some, they don't. In some, they give time frame. In some they don't. And some sentences become very meaningless. Look at 3.1.7, monitoring and evaluation. That is their objective. But monitoring and is not confined to this particular, it's an overall that cannot be confined in one program. And this is what members of this committee have been complaining, that where we come to recruit staff recruitment, it doesn't seem that they actually recruit people to actually have a unit on monitoring. But it's just lumped elsewhere. Because now this monitoring and evaluation, you will also think it refers to this particular, yet it is for the entire department. Let's carry on then. You can see there's an amount now on program one administration. Now if we go to the APP now, then if we go to the APP, yes. Okay, Mama Sango.
My question is going back to what the secretary said earlier on about how this document was developed using the PowerPoint presentation. And one would have thought that when you do a PowerPoint presentation, you take it out of a document. So was did the department not have the document out of which they extracted the PowerPoint presentation? That's just a question that is going on at the back of my mind that we could have had access to. But also, because that would then put us in a safe place to language our documents, because also one would selfishly want to make sure that languaging makes the document oversightable, in that we read ourselves in the document when we have the opportunity to engage with the document. I've been seeing, and I don't know if this is even can even be considered in the determination of what recommendations we put through, but I've been seeing languaging that speaks to, intends to, you know, language that is not giving us strengthening our arm when we oversight. And this is just my understanding of when a person says I intended to, those intentions may not materialize, and you are not in a position when you oversight to say, look, this is what you said you were going to do. But the point I'm making is, on a general note, that there was a situation or a challenge where we did not have a document, or we used the existing APP, or we used the PowerPoint presentation to create sentences, and as a result, paragraphs that we're talking to now. But also we can use that to our advantage by sorting out the languaging in such a way that it is enforceable and oversightable. That's just my point here. Thanks.
I think we definitely have to live with some of the consequences of what we teach.
Yes.
This is a learning curve. The clearer is becoming clearer, because the presentation should come to us in the form of a whole document. Then extracting the PowerPoint will refer, instead of reading the entire document again and putting it up, but you also have to summarize it into PowerPoint. But the gist of what you meant remains in the original document. But having that difficulty is going to be with us throughout this session, otherwise we're not finishing today. But we take note to such an extent that we must make our mind clear the objectives of the presentation. From the onset, the objectives of the presentation, so that we don't see this cruising going down.
We have the document, all of us, which is here. And unfortunately, it's also written the same way as the extra. So in other words, I think, I don't know with Parliament, sometimes with Parliament, you seem to be learning every day. Things that they do, you learn every day. Because in legislatures, honorable members, when you are going to deal with APP, they guide you as members that this is what you need to see. If an APP is correctly written, look at this thing. Like I said, they will tell you in a mission, it should be something like they guide you, they give you those guidances to members, so that when we oversight an annual performance plan, we oversight it based on the guidelines coming from the committee session, or coming from the parliament or legislature and so on. When you also come to deal with the annual report, they do the same thing. That gives you simple as members that when we want to see a document that it is correctly written, it is correctly captured, this is how it's supposed to. But when you come here in Parliament, it's totally different how they
we deal with this. There are no guidelines that are guiding members. I think they just take it that we are members, we know everything. But really, in essence, it's not all members who know governance, how to deal with governance. Because if we are a student of governance, you definitely know what is expected of you when we deal with APP. So the problem is even the writing, the capturing of the APP. I don't know which committees are you sitting at, the honorable members. But if you can check, I sit in a committee that has got about 28 entities. We have identified this problem. You'll find this entity A, the APP is written like this. Entity B of the same department, the APP is written the other way around. So there is a serious problem in terms of how they should be guided on doing the APPs, because others you will find they do the details that you are talking about. When you are writing the APP, you don't struggle because all the details are there. But in other APPs, you find that details are not there. They are very sketchy. They just do those sentences that are really not saying anything. Because even if you can see on this one, we need more flesh on a skeleton. Then the skeleton should be the PowerPoint. But when you need a flesh, you go back to this. So the problem, this is the problem that I personally identify that is really seriously lacking in Parliament, because with the experience that I got in the legislature, you'll be, whenever you're going to deal with that, you'll go through it. You'll be guided on how, as a member, when you are doing an oversight on the APP. So those are the things that I think when we are in the different parties, Chairperson, because unfortunately we don't sit in the forums where they sit. This our whips, chief whips and everything. I think those are the things that we need really to propose in our different parties, that let Parliament look at these things. How do they really make sure that they improve on those things? Because oversight is a core business. Parliament, if there's no oversight, there's no Parliament. That's the work that we're supposed to do as parliamentarians. But unfortunately, say, really, sometimes it's frustrating when you have been myself coming from a legislature and you come to Parliament, you expect that Parliament should be at a high level more than legislatures, but sometimes you find that the legislature has been at a high level than the Parliament. So in essence, really, we need, when we move forward, maybe we should start it in social development in our different political parties or as a committee, to propose that let us be guided. Let us be guided. Even in the issue of budget cycling, there's the budget cycle. I know when we get to legislature, you'll be taught how budget cycle work. So when you do your quarterly report, you already know this is the cycle that we are in. This is what we need to do. But when you hear, sometimes really you get on in a moving train that started moving in 1994. You just have to move with it, but you are not guided. They forget that we come from different areas. Some of us, we have been teachers, others have been police. We have never dealt with administration or issues like this, because as much as we do oversight, administration is part of oversight. So really, Chair, let's propose all of these things. It's very, very much frustrating. Because when you look, I was looking at the website like now, the website of social development. The mission that is there, it's a mission that was in 2008. In other words, They were supposed, every year when you have a mission is for 5 years, and the strategic whatever, you need after that 5 years to take off everything, you put the new thing that talks to you back. Those are the things that are not there. Unfortunately, ourselves also, we are not doing them. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, I will honestly request that you be short, but I don't want to get you. Honorable Madoba, Honorable Manhas.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I can't agree more with the comrades. I can't agree more with the colleague. Chair, maybe what we can do further. There is an oversight framework of a parliament.
Just a minute, logistic persons, it's not. Can you check what's going on? There's a new noise now. We are doing our job. Or you are on the floor.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I agree with the colleague that we need to look at it as members of parliament. We can't complain on the department, whereas we haven't proposed anything as a committee. But further on that, the parliament does have an oversight framework. I think we need to look at it, revise it, amend it if it needs to be amended, because there is an oversight framework for the parliament, I was told. I have been coming up and I go, okay. We must check on that one, look at it, go through it, amend it if it needs to be amended, if it doesn't cover that one, because we can't have a parliament and department that are developing their APPs differently. There must be one format of how to develop the APP. So we have to go and look at that particular oversight framework, make an amendment, and then request that the parliament must really assist to guide, because most of us, we are just from the bank. We don't know all these things that we are talking about. That's why we keep on asking.
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. And I think that when it comes to page 11, the officials have to just strengthen that committee deliberations, because we did pick up the targets and the time frame that were not there. That very first six committee deliberations, you know, just putting something extra there. Page 11, you got number six. You got, yes, number six, committee deliberations. There we picked up time frames and targets.
Sorry. We're still going there.
No, but I'm just saying it is there, this has to be strengthened as we go along, yeah.
Yes, but if our recommendations is, thank you very much, we must emphasize the power in our hands.
Yes.
I'm saying the issue is, we have said we'll carry these recommendations until we reach that page, because we want to do it blow by blow.
Yes.
But in actually responding to the proposals that are there, I think sometimes members of parliament are amazing. They sometimes forget the power they have in our hands. Remember, when we came here, there were some programs that were a norm that they not being presented, e.g. program one. And we were actually enforced to believe that even Auditor General doesn't tamper with program one. But we stood firm to say that's the engine of the department. We are not going to actually look into your documents until all programs are there. Then I had to write to Auditor General, and Auditor General said, this is your duty, because we only oversight because of the limit we have of the staff, those which have got bigger amounts. But it then became the big amount against importance of a program. Today we have this program here because we forced them to do so. Maybe we should, through the administration, Mama Soledi, strengthen on how we start, that the type of documents we want. Remember, we also work hard to change the format of reporting.
Yes.
Secretary will remember that we spent time to say we can't continue with this format. We must develop our own. That has got a meaning. And no one has ever queried, except for Auditor General, to say your reports are really helpful. They are, have a content. But we actually changed those format because they were there for some time. And we said, no, we can't continue living in the past. Secretary, tell them this is the format that we want. That was done and there was never a query. I'm also asking members to say, rather than wanting to go and we can do research as to how it is done, but to improve it, to amend it for better, won't be a sin insofar as I'm concerned. Because indeed, the time we have as committees, we spend on asking questions. Asking questions, because sometimes when you oppose, I think the opposition should be in this format. What is it that you are going to do? We want to listen in every sentence where you commit yourself that you are going to do this. But we can't be asking questions at that time. Once we have agreed, all of us as a team, that this is the work that we have approved, we start now developing, monitoring on what is in the document. But for us, if we are dealing with a particular program, you ask other programs, the mind is distracted and not proper work, and we are benefiting that now. We are harvesting from how we have conducted our own sessions with the department. Even department comes here, talk. We can even talk about what happened in SASA when you are dealing with program one. And then the official is obliged to answer on what the judge said. Yet it is not the topic we're supposed to be doing. Maybe I request honorable members that all the good recommendations we have made to various platforms where we sit, we can take it forward. However, we must, because it would be easy if we have got one format. You know that they come SASA, format is the same. They come language and what in sport and culture, in art, and then we know this is the format. And even for roving members who have more than one committee, they would enjoy one system in everything, know that if we're dealing with, we're dealing this. But at the same time, I request members that let's go with this document, and then we can recommend where we recommend, so that next time we know exactly that we're going to start a new page of saying, how do we want the department to present to us? And even say, go and amend your presentation when it does not address what is in the Constitution, which is the most guiding document, as well as their own laws. Because now it's sometimes you can see that this is repetition, this is cut and paste, because we are also not engaging much. So can then I allow us to just say things in the, we have started with the actual APPs. We are on program one. We speak on program one. What members have picked up. And I'm sorry for derail. We were derailed by seeing our product not being as we expect it to be. So I'm happy we derailed, but I shouldn't be allowed to do so as well. So can we then go to page on program one? Okay, this is program one. Page four, do we have any issues then? There's the amount of millions. They say it is, there is an increase of that amount. There are their outputs, high-level outputs, 100%.
Sorry, Chief.
Yes.
Sorry. I know, I don't want to take that question, but for example, on the second half of program one,
yes.
It says the following are some of the high-level outputs. So are we getting the sum of them, and are others going to be removed when? I'm just saying, I'm going back to the language intent. I know this point has been delivered, and I don't want an admission to you what it's been said. But I'm saying, can we not even say anything about that?
Say it, honorable member, so that we carry it forward.
Because I'm thinking, if the high level outputs are following, so these are the high level outputs, not some of them. No?
Okay. What do members say? Because anyone who reads, the students who is doing PhD and comes and reads this in the archives, will be wondering, where were the others when it was only some? What are members saying? Can I see? there's an issue on the table.
Because in other sections, Chair, through you, it says there's high level input include. And so you're thinking include these among which one? You know, so that is what I was talking about, to say, is it possible for us to sneak in some level of adjustment?
What happened, the original document the department uses is the APP,
mm-hmm.
and then they translate to the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
There is a long list of activities
mm-hmm.
to be done,
mm-hmm.
planned for the current year.
Mm-hmm.
So they just pick up certain or things that they think is important. Not that they are not going to do it, because it's in the APP, they are obliged to do them. So they just pick up certain things for the presentation purposes. Or if the committee wants us to write everything that is in the APP, even if it's not in the presentation. Thank you.
Or maybe we will talk to high level, which means there are those which are not high, that are not specified there, but are there in the document. Can you, Mama? Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Mama Masango, I think maybe using the sum, like my colleague has said, sometimes we as content or information people,
mm-hmm.
we look at the whole annual report,
mm-hmm.
3 or 4 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe we select the ones that we see here are
the
important ones, if I can put it that way. So that's why I would say sum. So that if somebody reads, we know that there is an APP that has a complete list. Because if I choose some targets and not include some, it may give an impression that I didn't report everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the use of some in terms of others writing
mm-hmm.
is an indication that we're not giving the whole list. We just selected some of the targets. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of writing the whole table on targets, we just pick up some of the targets that we feel that are important within the report.
I'm saying, and Mamuno again, they are available in the original document, which is the APP that we are approving.
Mm-hmm.
But we're giving an example of that in priority wise.
Mm-hmm.
These are the ones that we put in this report. But for further interrogation, you can then referred to the original APP
mm.
that was sent through the budget process. You wanted to say, Dr. Say something?
No, I think you have covered the part of it.
Mm.
But because you started by saying a person that is not part of us, this is becomes a public document. When you read those, they can't refer to APP. You know, maybe I don't know what the priority part of them, they go according to the mandate of the department, the critical mandate of the department, when we are saying some.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what are some? Those that are key priorities of a department.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or are inclusive, but if you break them down, they would come to 10. But for now, you're putting 5 that represent the others that key that are there. But maybe that might be included on the introduction, that in this document, not all programs will be indicated, but key will be, and so that when you read, you are also guided about what they say. Honorable Minister. Maybe let's start with the honorable members. Mama Masa will come back with the honorable
members. No, maybe it will be proper that maybe we amend this to say the following are some of the high level outputs and targets out of the APP, something of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put to because most of them are in the APPs. Maybe some of the key taken out of the APPs.
Don't uncover yourself later. let's move forward. We are going to program 2, social assistance. You can see the purpose of the program. Mm-hmm. There are the medium-term targets. This is what we will oversight. These are the targets. I don't see any hands, but in my Molanyana corner, I'm always wondering, why are these war veterans not being integrated? I think one day they will be integrated, because they are among being integrated in general housing, education, so that when they get that total amount, it's for their personal needs. Otherwise, the issue here, they also come with a petition. They have written a letter also that their petition is not hostile. They have to raise their flight. But I think they should now be integrated like people with disabilities, so that they are holistically covered and then specifically get what is due to them as some source of income, instead of them dependent on that. Maybe that would be a recommendation sometime when we have gone through that. Can we go to, I haven't seen any hands on this particular one, and I think it's very clearly what I get that you can see. You know that last page, they said they had reduced this. It is from 416, yes? 2 4 10 12, is there no reduction? I've not taken my shoes to use my toes to count inside.
What?
last 4 second grant.
Yes.
They said the decrease is due to the fact that there is expenditure is less. But I also wanted to inquire whether the foster approving as judges or magistrates are doing good work. You might be saying it reduced the need for that. Maybe people go to court, they don't get enough attention, and the numbers therefore are low while other people are not accessing Mama Yusuf.
yes, Honorable Chairperson, I think this foster care grant is actually a major issue, and we must address it in the recommendations, but I want to urge us to maybe have a separate meeting on that, because that grant is declining, the number of beneficiaries is declining, but it's definitely not because the need is declining. It is because the people are struggling to get through the courts. They're struggling. It's an indication of the bureaucratic problems out there. It's definitely not because there is a need. And this is actually an indication of a very serious problem in the foster care system. Because as the members would remember, when we were doing the amendments to the bill, some of the NGOs also commented, and they said they are estimating that up to 50% of children that should be getting a foster care grant is not getting it. So I just think that we really need to address that issue very urgently.
Can we... These are the expenditure trends you see here. There's that of child support grant. And these indications will lead to whether they budget more or they budget less. Mama Yusuf?
Chairperson, this is something that I also wanted to mention. The planned increases to the orphans and the vulnerable children. Apart that, we must deliberate on the fact that whether we want to increase some children and not other children. We are definitely going to have to speak about the amount also that they want to increase the grant with, because they talked about they want to increase the grant with 50%, but how did the department actually reach this conclusion that if they increase it by 50% it will be sufficient and stuff? We will have to look into that as well. And it's not included in the budget. I understand the issue that the gentleman raised about it's just saying what the intention of the department is, but if they are putting stuff out as high-level outputs, then it must be reflected in the budget.
So what has been left out of this must be dealt in the review process. We must start our work now to say, come the MTF time, when the reviewers will be looking into the output of the department and saying, but there's so much number of people who have not been accommodated because there was lesser budget, or we can see which areas we're not able to pay, to spend, so that it is more quality and we follow it, because some of the things seem to be not budget to the APCs that went through the budget process, and it is difficult to introduce them now. That is increasing the numbers, because what we're dealing with is somehow a budget process that was put forward, but we must be able to be aligned to the task as from today. Are members having any issues? It is imperative that third paragraph.
Yeah.
Can we read that one?
Can you
please read it? It's in page, what are we? Six. Child support grant for orphans that are in the care of family. Or there's a bill that is going to come to our side.
Yeah.
You see that there's on child support grant, there's a bill that is coming. And it is our duty to recommend that bill must be prioritized so that we can address these matters we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Can we all go to page 7? So we must classify all the bills that are supposed to come through, so that we alert the department that these be submitted, so that they are not attended to in the program because they were submitted late. We must ensure that we prioritize these bills that we think require, because I think we also must make it when we arrive at SASA, we must also seek to amend SASA X. I'm not sure which areas, but SASA X must be included. We are on page 7, eh? About roles, the role between the CEO and the role of the minister, and there is now a thin line that is not clear. So we better amend it, and also that it's spending a lot of money, we would require to have a board rather than an advisory. Yeah, I think we need because what if we don't have a clear legislation? Learning from the experiences, we will make it that we always at a point, always at a point. It's important to strengthen the legislation. Page 8. Mama Toledi, my comment was. Maybe our recommendations must also include the prioritization of amendment on SASA Act so that the role definition becomes clearer and whether we should have an advisory body or a fully fledged board member. I think for SASA Act. Because as it is now, it's an old, it was not expected that it would be such a big project. Now that it is grown, let's capacity that. Can we go to page 9? There it is, which is dealing with welfare services, policy development, and implementation support.
Thank you. Yes, okay, just the bottom paragraph, the last paragraph is just spacing. The biggest portion of 37.76% of the B.
No, I was laughing at, don't worry, she was sighing.
Okay, sure.
I was chuckling at the sigh.
Chair, I'm looking at the expenditure trends, and the second paragraph, that is outlined in the 5 bullet points later at the bottom. And I think, I don't know where I heard the minister talk about, because the minister herself who was saying that the department has decided to reduce the number of intakes for the social work practitioners so that the money can be used for the absorption. But I'm seeing here that it actually is increasing. So I just want to know, because also the minister did mention that the department is working on this it's referred to earlier in this thing where it's referring to that recruitment and retention, whatever, for social services professionals. So I'm saying, I'm asking for someone who has a clearer context of why then are we seeing the increase of the actual intake budget as opposed to it going towards the other side where it is the absorption of those that have already been trained.
So what I remember, you are already on 9. Eh?
I'm at page 9. That's where we are.
I'm not sure whether I heard it well in that presentation. When they said they have taken half of what would be for recruitment, then they didn't take it all. And then they said the other half of that budget will be utilized for absorption.
Okay.
The other half will be used to not to completely cut. But they were saying they will also lobby their counterparts in education, in other parts, because they also utilize social workers, your police, your correctional services, but they are not offering such batteries. The minister was saying they will approach treasury to ensure that they also contribute towards developing the would-be employees of those departments. But honestly, I'm not accounting for what is here, but I'm actually relating what is they were talking about, but why now, I am not sure.
Okay, thank you. That's really
Mama Austin.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going back to the same paragraph. Any budget that shows is going up by 37.62%, particularly in terms of current trends. When you say to me that the budget is going up by 37.62%, but 8 of the 11 sub-programs show a decline in real terms, then I have an issue. I do not believe at all that this section of the report gives us enough detail on exactly what these increases are and for what in rand value comparisons. This needs to be interrogated. I know it's not the time now, but I think in our recommendations we must say that the information given to us in this section is insufficient.
Just a minute. Can you refer me to, I'm lost.
I'm on page 9, Chair. I'm talking about the expenditure trends that my colleague Bridget, Ms. Masango, referred to earlier.
Yes, I'm in page 9, but I'm looking. Oh, I'm page 8, sorry. Okay, expenditure trends. I can see it now. I can participate. Thank you very much.
Okay. The trend there is a massive increase, but it's saying 8 of the 11 are coming down. So in other words, that massive increase is under principally three sub-programs. And there is insufficient information here to justify exactly where that increase is and on what grounds. We need to know, I think in the recommendations, Chair, that when you have increases of such high proportions, particularly well over the inflation rate, that we need some justification of why and how. Thank you.
I think it's ours to do that. It's our duty to do that here and now, so that we if we make a recommendation, let's read this properly, and then the researchers are here to actually tell us what's going on here. Mama, you are on the floor.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. On a lighter note, when we do our debate, that we don't type billion, that we type it right, so when we read there, that we don't read wrong, but I've spoken to the secretary, she's correcting the few millions, so that we don't read the 100,000 millions. So that there's two of them, if the secretary can just correct the 1 billion, thank you.
Not 1.1 billion. It's a billion. It's 1 billion.
Yeah,
they said 1 billion. Oh, okay. Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. Children are getting that, social workers are getting that. And how I wish members, when we come after the debate, we will also have to interrogate the issue of HIV and AIDS funding, so that we actually know what programs and how it is broken down, so that we can live with what we know. Understanding, in fact, knowing programs that are, and the very unit within the department that does that work. Because you find that it is always integrated, and you sometimes find it in various departments, which is difficult to consolidate as to. This is what we contributed to. Honorable Wilson?
Yes,
Chair, yeah, I support that exactly, and I think this is what I'm trying to say on this section here. There's no information. You are extending social workers' scholarships to 305 million
yes.
for scholars that we cannot take into the system anyway. We know that's been a problem. And then you've only given 72.5 million to substance abuse, which is a massive problem, and which is one of the things that are leading to the terrible woman and child abuse we're facing in this country. The ratios here for me, and I'm speaking from my perspective, is all wrong. This needs to be interrogated a lot more. For me, this budget, this section of the budget, is not acceptable at all.
Maybe, Honourable Member, I was trying to say, during the interrogation of the APPs, we came to an understanding that many departments are doing this. And actually, drug abuse was not only for social development. Ours is for rehabilitation and social assistance. However, the departments that are supposed to be directly dealing with this, including health, and the preventive part of it, we are not privy to see how much they contribute. And now we end up focusing on us as to what is the CDA doing, but the CDA is not supposed to be, or it can report to us the extent, but that is, I think, it should be taken to the structures that Mama Soledi referred to, that in going forward, we would want to know that we have joint sittings with other people who deals with the drug problem, because it is managed when it is violent by police. It is also a social problem when domestic violence arises and people get killed, and therefore, in how it is managed, the department will always inform us that there are inter-ministerial committees or clusters, but we are not able to meet a whole cluster. Because I'm told, one interrogation, they were saying, members who come from, I think it was drug issue, members who come to sit in that committee from other departments are junior members. The departments don't send senior members. This will lead to a better recommendation, because we must not punish ourselves too much only. We must send also, put it to the door of other stakeholders. They said these meetings, there will be junior officials whose reports will not be prioritized when they go back to the department. All they can account is that there are meetings that are sitting. We have representatives there. But when the representatives come, they don't bring any input. When they go, they submit a report to their department, which is never discussed. Maybe you remember HIV. You remember disability. They were elevated to the senior offices in government, like women and so on. They ended up being that of the president or presidency or deputy. But we think maybe our recommendation should be, seeing the escalation of this problem, we think it should be escalated to a more powerful position in government, because it is the priority of all priorities. And I'm noticing two hands. Mama Abrams and Mama Matlopa.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson.
And
I would
yourself.
Like to ask the Secretary if we could perhaps combine our next expenditure trends, the first paragraph and the third paragraph. There's just a slight difference, but we could actually combine it because it's the same thing, but the budget performance, the budget for Program 4 increases from 7.214 million. And then maybe we can add in also this program set a total of 33 performance targets in the financial year, because we want that in the first one. You can just combine it, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
should not be subject to debate. I think it is clear we want to not to have redundancy in our report. So I think the members will agree. Masango, are you having your hand up? Oh, that's fine. So you are aware that they. Mama, we've seen also about that.
No problem, Chair. I just want to go back to your response to my question just now, and I'm 100%, I agree with you 100%. I'm not disputing that fact. My issue is that we have 7 rehab centres only in this country that can only accommodate less than 1% of drug users. And while I understand that all other departments also have a role to play in substance abuse, social development is responsible for the rehabilitation and centres of these areas. And that is why I'm querying that the budget is just way too low. We can't cope with the current trends, and I believe it needs to be increased. Thank you.
I think that I also have seen other committees calling for an increase. But I think it should be, when we call for an increase, we should be calling for an increase, making recommendations during the budget process. Because at this age, at this now, a budget has been given to departments. Not that there's more budget coming. But what we are approving now are the programs that they are going to do and the funds that they have presented before us. We are not at a time when we can call for increment. But I think that period also comes during MTS, I mean review. But at the same time, Honorable Wilson, we can't be able to call for a budget when the program of the APP does not indicate to that. For example, when you talk about our rehabilitation centers, I think the principle that we come from, our point of departure is to lessen institutionalization, rather be strong at a community-based level, to have trained community villagers who actually assist these people in between. They are halfway home and they are halfway in the institution. Otherwise, we can have thousands and thousands who are going to be fed, who are going to be hospitalized in a manner of rehabilitation. For example, the issue of that I spoke of children living with disabilities, they are still growing. It can't be decided that they are now disabled. All we need to do is to improve the management in those centers, that if I had an arm, it must get exercises, it must be physiotherapy to an extent that it is more useful than just dumping them there and say these people are disabled and they are in their way. But we can get doctors, we can get lawyers and very important people, because their understanding is quite equal to anybody except that physical inability, which we need to improve on. And it is correct, while I studied in Australia, I was placed in a center called early intervention. Mm-hmm. And the very professor who managed that was born really very disabled. But she runs that. She, when you get to the office, she makes you tea and do it. She believes strongly that early intervention, which has not been our priority, that they also go to early child development center, which is holistic, not only to deal with how they can learn, but to reduce the impact of the inability. So I think these matters require that we rather, instead of calling for more institutions, call for more primary health care approach, that where they are, they must be found. That community members should be specialized to deal with each and everyone, because the signs of entrance to our children, when they make those, we are able to identify, but it is left too late.
so that you do rehabilitation instead of having prevented it. A child that seems not to be out of control, or because she's a teenager, we don't intervene and ensure that she's not going to the next worse. So early identification and red signs of alcohol abuse or whatever will be critical for us instead of calling. That's why I'm saying, my honorable member, if we can, when we deal with this matter, when we deal with a CDA oversight, we also dwell on these matters and recommend specifically to the department that their next APP must show these signs. But we might a little bit be late for now. The bus is actually on the road, but we're still not too late. There's a next stop. So I agree with you, and I understand how you feel about this. It's always your case, but I think we want to support you as a committee to find solutions and sustainable solutions. Can we then move further?
Thank you, Mamakapa.
Okay, thank
page
you.
11, under the paragraph 6, the second line, just the space, time frame. Thank you.
And on page 11, I'll just ask a question there, Mamakapa. There we got 6 committee deliberations, and there we stopped the time frame for did not have time frame for the stipulated targets. Do you want to put in our comment there already? For how do we see the APP or the report, or are we put it at the end? I just want to know that. Because I said that could be just...
Yeah, I think it's already identified as a concern.
Yeah. And then, and can we look at the second paragraph, because it looks very long, the deliberation. Oh, the font size. Is there something wrong with it? All right.
And secondly, I think this recommendation is too much talking about the recommendation to increase. I think they were very soft. It is, however,
just put on
note, maybe it should be noted. It is, however, note the implementation of the new social worker employment grant as a positive step towards increasing the employment of social. It causes that this grant is effectively and equally implemented across the province. It talks to Honorable Wilson on the issue of social workers, because it is there on page committee deliberations that we identified the weakness you were talking about. And I think also, I think if there should be a recommendation that seeks to say, can the department initiate an amendment that seeks to legitimize this matter of one social worker?
Yes.
Because it continues to be there in political speeches, but it has not landed on a concrete proposal going forward. Uma Masango had it is 3 hands, and I can see Mama Yuste coming in. You are on the ground.
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to, it's a very small one, on the going back, I believe we are on 11 now, but on 10, the last paragraph of the social policy and integrated service delivery, the high-level output, I just wanted to put the output there. And also just find out if the chair and colleagues could say that
the point that we are raising, or the what we are saying there about the community nutrition and development centers, if it covers our observations during the oversight, if that is taken care of. Thanks, Chair.
And also some of the recommendations we sought to make are already appearing here, like the also the issue of foster care.
Yes,
Honorable Minister, it is there now.
Yeah.
And it is clear that members had concerns. They are clearly coming up here.
Okay. And then on page 12, we've got the gender by violence. Right at the top.
Okay. Also, these are most of our concerns that we were raising. They have been captured here. But in future, I think the document should indicate where these will be deliberated on. Because why we did talk about them is because we were not seeing them anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Yusuf?
Chairperson, the first issue I want to raise is on page 11, the second paragraph. In the middle of the paragraph, we write, it advised the department to consider developing a mechanism to ensure that the existing number of unemployed social workers are absorbed by the department. And I would just like us to add to be absorbed by the department and NPOs. Because we cannot make a recommendation that all social work graduates be absorbed only within the department. Because then social work students end up becoming administrators of programs. We need social workers to be outside in the field doing social work, and therefore they need to, not only some need to be in the department, but we need social workers to work in NGOs outside in the communities, in our far-flung communities. So the department has to find a way for social workers to be employed or be absorbed in NPOs as well. And the problem why they're not being employed by NPOs is because of that funding issue. But I mean, the department has to solve that. We just need to, I just really feel strongly that we cannot say all these unemployed social workers must be absorbed by the department, because that simply can't be the case.
I think we are correct to recommend as such, because those NGOs are not going to be able to absorb any social worker, not unless they are funded so as to empower them to do that. So that's why we leave this burden on the department, or maybe you can say facilitate, because we do know that schools, clinics, hospitals, all of them need social workers to be full-time on job. There's so much social issues around that. But the issue that we have is that those departments are not funded to the tune of doing this. Maybe we must change our recommendation to say to AG, departments, all those people need social workers, must be funded specifically to employ social workers, because they're out of order. You go to a police station, there's a child that has been raped. The law is clear. No child will be taken to a police station or court without the availability of the social worker. Mm-hmm. Then you ask the police say, we don't have any employed. We only piggyback it to those in the department, which have got their own other very important roles to play. So I think we need to specifically probably sit with AG, because we can do that. Sit with AG and raise the issue of the need of professional social work in many sectors of our society which are not available. In other areas, in other developed countries, you can't be discharged from hospital without having discussed with a social worker. You are now amputated. Is your house ready? Are there no stairs in your house? Or is there somebody when we discharge you? So social workers should run between your place as well as the hospital and yourself. So that can't be it's luxury, you can't have it, because there are no social workers. So I think our point must be driven and put to the doorstep wanting to do, because we are social development. We are very serious about social issues and its impact in social cohesion. And it is our duty, therefore, to strongly fight for this budget to be made available by the Auditor General and not think it is for social development, to think it is for the nation to survive. So I take your point very seriously, and I think we must find a way of specifically making a recommendation towards not putting it as a responsibility. It's a mistake to think it's only limited to social development. It's only that they are champions. Human rights can also agree with us that what they see outside there is the issues of a violence in a society that has got no access to counseling. Even those parents, those people who were lost over the weekend, there was absolutely no sign of a social worker attending to those families. Clearly, it means they will be angry. They'll seek revenge because they haven't gone through a process of accepting the death and actually justifying the situation. So I think your point is correct, but we need to build around it more and more.
Chairperson, just the last point I want to make, but I'm not sure if we should include it now as a recommendation. Is that thing that see the foster care grant is here, but if they are looking into increasing the child grant, then I don't know, they must just find a way of increasing the grant for all children. They cannot look at only increasing some children and not others.
I think we have made a recommendation on universalization already. That all children need. There is an issue that was about universalization.
Yes.
But the low-hanging fruit, even if there was going to be across the beneficiaries, it should start with children because they are in need now. There's increased, the ages have been increased for those who are fostered from 18 to 23. But it has not been increased for the other categories of children as we speak now. That's why then we say this increment should not be about, they are talking about child support grants because they have increased the age of those who are in foster as if they are better than those, they are worse than those whose parents are not working. Because their parents, they are in foster care, they are treated better than those parents who are struggling, not getting a job. So I think it talks to that, but it needs to I think you need to expand that. Because why we're talking about child support grants is because they have increased the one for foster children. These 4 points must be linked to each other. Why this one? It's because the others have been attended to. But it's not showing us anywhere in here. Are we not going to paste it in?
I gave the correction at all to page 13, so I was like 13 points, etc. to the second on page 13.
Okay, 14 now. We are on page 13. This is the biggest one. I don't want us to jump because it's where we start about data issues. Members, we discussed the data problem for a very long time. I'm not implying that we must run over it, but what I'm implying is to request you to specifically deal with the recommendation. Because I think this letter, we dealt with it, but we did not make the recommendation. And these recommendations are critical for this committee to prove to this country that we are committed to this problem.
Yes.
As we go out there, it's important to specifically have recommendations that will change the whole strategy in this year. So I will be awaiting for recommendation. Maybe I can give you 5 minutes break.
Chairperson. Yes, the secretary will assist with the wording.
Yes.
Recommendation that we, an M&E system must be implemented. I don't know if, how do we put it and say the minister must be, the minister, because that's how we'd like our recommendation, sorry, that the monitoring and evaluation system be implemented, they not?
They
mentioned that the monitoring and evaluation system be implemented. How do we strengthen it, that part? And also from our side, but anyway, and the phase in and phase out program also closely monitored. Because they may say in 12 months, 6 to 12 months, but if it is not monitored closely, we may end up with a similar situation. And then also, like I say, the proper English. English is not my first language. I'm a Gujarat, so I don't speak English or Afrikaans, so pardon me. Then the green card be completely phased out by the start of the, when the new provider starts, also to new service provider starts, but it must be completely phased out. Because when we, the green card or Grindrod, completely phased out.
Yes.
That's a very strong recommendation, because what happened is they last week when they came, they gave us they don't sort of have control over this, so I don't know, but we'd like to see that happen. Also, the IT system must be an internal system. Is they mentioned that the IT system is a sourced out system. We must try and get it as much as possible internal, so that we don't have to pay people external. But I'll think about the wording and I'll discuss, but that's what I would like to recommend. Thank you.
ICT. Can I just say something? Because she has a big problem that we overlooked on page 17, submission of quarterly reports to the Constitutional Court. I think those dates don't correlate. We have to just look at the dates. They say to compile with a constitutional order for the submission of quarterly reports or affidavits to the Constitutional Court, the Department and SASA will submit detailed SASA plan and framework on the 17th of March. Now you say in the next one, the first progress report on the implementation plan will be submitted on the 17th of September, and thereafter progress reports will be submitted on the 17th of December and the 17th of March. Is that correct?
Maybe in our recommendations, we are not the department. We must say they must stick to prescribed time frames by the court. They must comply. Because if we work on dates, we don't want their dates. All we want is the dates prescribed by the judge. So it maybe even this, they must not, I think all the issues that relate to court do not need to be broken down. It's a 100% compliance to the prescripts of the judge, so that if one is left in us trying to tabulate them, they will get away with murder. We must say in accordance to what the judge has said. Honorable Wilson?
Thank you, Chair. Unfortunately, I missed the Friday meeting when this took place because I was already back in Limpopo. One of the things the court ordered was that that CPS Net 1 had to continue its current contract at the current rate, which is R16.44. However, on page 15, under payment administration, it also sets a target of paying R44 per beneficiary for administering social services. The current rate is R16.44. How did we get to R44? Page 15, 9.2, payment administration last line.
Yes. The payment administration. Page 15.
Yeah. Under 9.2, payment administration, the last line of that paragraph.
Thank you. Our recommendations would be on GFG, these are the recommendations. On SASA, these are the recommendations. On NDA, these are the recommendations. But also, cutting across is the issue of monitoring and evaluation. It can't be on one area.
Yeah. Okay, with regard to...
Are you getting through silent people?
The minister must ensure that the department puts in place a mechanism to ensure that there is a certain number of unemployed social workers are absorbed by the department. And the department should also facilitate the absorption of social workers by non-profit organizations. It should expedite the implementation of its policy goal of having one social worker per ward. Just that I have track changes, so I lose my... The new one, I'm just reading the one I just added. The minister should ensure that the department prioritizes amendment of the South African Social Security Agency Act to strengthen the role clarification with regard to accountability of SASA. I'm not sure where this is right, but I was typing. The minister should ensure that the department prioritizes amendment of the SASA Act to strengthen role clarification with regard to accountability of SASA. And does it read well though?
Yeah,
that's
and the what?
Read again.
That's
the accountability
channel
of a specific as a establishment, which I'm
okay.
The minister should ensure that the department prioritizes
Yes, that's where it should be. It should be under
the overall administration. When you look at it, you think that is what goes to the controversial issues that you have been dealing with. CPS. So our changes, therefore, in placement, you agree with them. But they will also be talking to you because we are doing recommendations. So they should, when we adopt, we should be clear exactly that it's total administration and not pay out to CPS for their transactions, which you say to us remain at that amount that we know, 16 rand something. Okay, sure. Thank you so much. But please keep posted because we might have to revert back because what we adopt is what we must all understand. Yes. Thank you.
Ma'am, Chairperson, on page 15, I think we are correct. Like listening to your explanation, it is under benefit administration, which is the sub program that administers grants. But now the one that Mama Wilson is referring to, the specific one, now it's under the implementation of the court order, which is now 16 rand 44 cents on page 17.
No,
transaction, yes.
No.
My understanding is that what she said is that what she agreed to is that you are also saying that 1644 is the transactional, press transaction. Mm-hmm. But when you look, when you say 9.2 and you say payment administration, it looks to me that it's specifically for payment, not the overall administration as she's saying. Because she says 44 rand refers to the overall administration, which is beyond, far and beyond the actual transaction.
I think it's saying that, Mama, but the purpose of this program is to provide a grant administration service to ensure that operations within SASSA are integrated. So it actually includes the means test, all the process of grant administration, so it is included there. Maybe.
As long as we know that the status quo remains in what will be paid out to CPS as a service provider, but it also helps to understand that the total value, total amount of dealing with individual beneficiaries is that amount. Mm. But it must be, I think it's that 16 rand including other things, that makes it 44. Mm. When you do what SASSA does, what social development does, but the administration by the payout a service provider remains as it was before the court judgment. Mm. Because the court emphasized that there will be no increase. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we also endorse the fact that embrace all what the judge said and ensure that you comply. Mm-hmm. Then our duty of oversight is to break it down and say, on time frames, is it still a year? Mm-hmm. How far are you? On having a new service provider, have you done all your adverts? And then, are you adjudicating? When are you appointing, so that when are they starting, which is December, the pilot by the new service provider, so that come April, that one is on the ground. There are no crises at all. So we'll continue monitoring each and every, that's why we say it's a standing item.
It is. But Chair, I
still maintain that if we entitle 9.2 as payment administration, other than things like grant administration, we are narrowing the meaning and the interpretation of that subject. We are saying it's at payment. There's more to grant administration than paying, which is what I think this speaks to.
I think we agree with you.
Yeah. Okay.
That
so
they must write
okay.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
because you won't be there, Chair. Sorry, you won't be there to explain like you have explained so well to a reader other than ourselves.
No, I fully agree with you that let's go and change.
Yeah,
but for the purpose of Andy understanding our work as politicians, I was ensuring that we understand where these monies go and where did they derive that particular amount. Not necessarily saying it must appear as it is. It can be placed in a manner that is simple, that is going to be understood by the one who reads, who is not part of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. That must just be qualified.
Yeah.
A qualification.
Can I also make a new proposal that tomorrow we are not coming to the committee because we all have to go and prepare for our debates properly. Can I request that these recommendations be extracted because they are key to our performance and our oversight and be sent, Secretary, you will be extracting them from all the reports and begin to say on DST and where DST has to facilitate, we don't exempt them. Because if you talk about SASA, but DSD must remain with a recommendation that they will facilitate because it's their duty, it's them who delegate. We give money to SASA. So that facilitation role must not be left out so as to keep them on track. And then issues on NDA, issues on SASA, which are critical for the country to know. But I do want to say you can send to the members tomorrow. If you are to, that quickness will be an added bonus for us. But all we need is that we agree to approve, but because these are in our documents, but we want them to be arranged so that we can simply recognize them when they are there. Mama Zeli?
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I think your summary assists us and also to get the amended recommendations and separate it according to the institution and the entity. I want to request maybe you need to repeat the recommendation around the issue of the social workers being facilitated to also to because it's like there we are giving a direction to the minister, whereas maybe to have a budgetary constraint because the implication is. If you can repeat that one, I heard you just go past, maybe it will assist us to understand it better.
It says the minister must ensure that the department puts in place a mechanism to ensure that the existing number of unemployed social workers are absorbed by the department. The department should also facilitate the absorption of social workers by non-profit organizations. It should expedite the implementation of its policy goal of having one social worker per ward.
Ma? Yeah, I know. I'm worried about must on the facilitation, because if we are saying must, the minister will be held accountable for something that, because we talk about negotiating with the other stakeholders and so on, but to make sure that they are employed and also, you know, it's something that we need to revisit.
Should also
Maybe it should be better, because mass employ, you know, mass, you know, you can go to court to say the minister about
May is even better. May is better than Shoot is
the fourth bullet point, also just change the must to should, please. The last recommendation is Honorable Bev. The minister should ensure that the department properly monitors the phasing out of CPS and phasing in of a new payment system. Is it fine? Okay. The minister should ensure that SASSA phases out completely the distribution of green cards to social grant beneficiaries. By 30 March. The minister should ensure that SASSA fully complies with the orders of the Constitutional Court as per the prescribed time frame.
Can I then request that, in my understanding, I think we have thoroughly dealt with the strong points how we can manage our oversight system and ensure that it does give us what we want to do, to be responsible for what the department is given and to ensure that it gets to the people that it is meant for. The work that we have been able to engage since this time is very much appreciated. However, during that process, we have also identified weaknesses on our side as to we want to sharpen our ability to receive documents, study them thoroughly, and then also each program dealt with and scrutinized properly. However, what we are going to adopt is that this is our report. This report has nothing to do to say they did well or they didn't do, but it's a report that, in terms of law and our mandate, is that having received the budgetary process through Parliament given to us to deal with, we have done that work. The work is here contained in our report. Can I request that the Secretary sees if we correct that we can be able to, it's my duty to say, the secretary must say that. Yes. So it is for us to be legally, I must instruct the secretary who does that work. It's operational and it's politically, and not political. So can I therefore, there's a hand.
Honorable Chair, I think your summary is good for us for conducting oversight to say we must. But I want to check, do we have a tracking system that will always, like, maybe when we are having the minutes, it always comes as outstanding items that has not been, you know, take it on. Something like tracking system, because really, when we approve this report, we must really make a follow-up on it.
We had made recommendations to the secretariat of this committee that we must track what recommendations have been implemented and what recommendations are outstanding. But as a new member, let me agree with you. We have not perfected that arrangement to be in the agenda or program of the day to say, we will look into the minutes. We will look into last recommendations. We will note which ones were not, and then seek to find answers and even instruct the department that when they come for the next visit, they are able to give us reasons why they didn't do that. So that is a re-emphasis that maybe we are having lessons today on how members were committed to do their work. It is important that we are going to sit with the administration, set up a new way of improving the quality of our oversight process so that we are in a position, including going back, if we were out on an oversight, even not all of us, a few members must go and make a follow-up if our recommendations to those were implemented by that particular department, and actually provide a report that, having been in Free State, this is what we discovered. Now, this is what they have been able to improve on, both as a department as well as the province, so that we can have a quality of record of what we have been doing as members. Can I put forward? Okay. Let us adopt the report. We are there now.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Are we ready for adoption?
We are ready for adoption now.
Yes.
I just realized that unless the members agree, there are no recommendations for the NDA. Mm. We didn't have any issues or anything like that?
The recommendation is clear.
Yeah.
And I had mentioned it, that they must go and implement what they have presented to us as a new model. That was out in the presentation as it is. And then we are going to set up our own strategy of following if those structures they said are going to be in devolving to local municipalities and provinces in the form of districts, which they said. So we will be asking, have you established those districts?
Yes.
So I don't see recommendations, because that's a broad recommendation. They gave us their budget. We expect them to spend it as they had actually presented it. That's why I don't believe we don't have recommendations. The broad high-level one is that implement what you presented to the portfolio committee, and we are going to hold you accountable for what you committed yourself you will be, and you are committed to, you are committed to do. With that having answered clearly, Honorable Abrahams.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. And yes, I think this has been a learning curve for all of us, and I'm sure we will just do better. And we will also monitor and implement what we've said we're doing, especially to SASA, and monitor, because sometimes we do recommendations, but we also don't do our follow-ups. We don't need to physically visit these sites if we can't, because budget don't allow us always, but we can actually do it administratively. And so when we do go out, then we see if they've not been misleading us. But be that as it may, Chairperson, I'd like to recommend that we adopt this report with the amendments and corrections as is. Thank you.
Can I get a second? I'm putting a proposal that we adopt our report. The first proposal comes from Honorable Abrahams. I'm looking for the second hand.
Okay. Chair, as you know, we agree with the report, but we're not saying that we are approving, or as you normally know, we would go to our party and
the report reflects what we have done.
Thank you very much. Can I get another seconder to adopt this report?
Mm-hmm.
I fully agree with
okay.
you,
mm-hmm.
and I understand the political process,
yes.
and I would never drag you into any mud.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable.
Thanks, Honorable. I support the move by Honorable Abrams that we adopt the report with the amendment and corrections that has been done. Yes.
Thank you very much. What I think we all agree is that you don't have issues that you were saying are not part of the report, but you are following your process of going to the debate. Thank you so much. And I think I want to also convey my full appreciation for all of us attending the meeting. But I was also raising a matter with the EFF that is long time Mama Sondi has not been coming. And I said, if she is busy somehow, we don't think we are complete, because as political parties, we represent our country. I would wish they send someone else if she is held up, because they will now not know how much progress is being done, getting it as a political party. But I thank everyone who has participated, and I also applaud the administration for having complied with these amendments, which were not to anybody, the legal process, the addendum. So it was also an interesting learning part. How do we legally manage our issues? Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. The gentleman is in another meeting. Thank you very much.
I didn't want to say thank you.